This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheban's with us. Class, I just want to let you know that during the breaks, each commercial break, I'm working. And I just got off the phone with Craig Douglas, USA Prepares instructor. He travels gun shows and preparedness shows. He's going to be on with us on Friday, hour number two. And my question for Craig Douglas is tied to what we talked about this morning. When I talked about the gun show that I went to, where is everybody? Where are the sellers? Where are the buyers? Where is the inventory? What's going on? He just told me that the shows are down. Not many shows scheduled for 2019. That means that business is down in the gun show area. That explains why there's so little inventory. That explains why there are so few sales. That explains why there's so little traffic. It's down. And he's going to share with us exactly what he found to be the case, because he goes to a lot of shows. That's what Craig Douglas of USA Prepares does. Rich Sheban's with us, and Robert in Kansas is calling in. Robert, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Vincent. You were talking about chemtrails earlier. That's some serious stuff. Are you going to start telling me we didn't land on the moon pretty soon also? Is that the deal?
If you'd like, I'll be glad to. I do not believe that we put a few guys up on a capsule on top of a rocket, blasted off, circled the moon, landed that capsule, walked around on the moon, got back in the capsule, blasted off, and came home.
You argue with Rich about it, huh?
Hey, don't throw my name in there. I do wish, caller, that you would check out geoengineeringwatch.org, which is Dane Wigginton, geoengineeringwatch.org, and he gives so much information about all the gag orders that have been bought and paid for from the scientists, and the fact that there's hundreds of patents on controlling weather. And even the Monsantos of the world, believe it or not, have it. And, there is a lot of evidence that comes out of people who have left the CDC, who have talked about the aluminum and all the things in the so-called chemtrails. But why is there gag orders? Why is Alzheimer's and dementia going up? I mean, we can blame a lot of this to the vaccines, of course, but whether manipulation companies or patents are owned by the Monsantos and the Rothschilds of the world. And he gives evidence of this. So if things were about truth, there wouldn't be gag orders and there wouldn't be scientists bought and paid for, and the other scientists who give other information, all their information being drowned. There's no legitimacy or credibility in the so-called experts and official authorities if they are bought and paid for.
Rich, I totally agree. I just want to let you know, Rich Sheban, that Robert in Kansas is a USA Prepares instructor. He's fully on board with us, and that we're all on the same page.
Yeah, and I've heard Robert before. He's very well informed. And I just wanted to throw in my two cents there because when the so-called climate change proponents talk about how it's all the people's fault, but yet they don't have the Indias and the Chinas of the world conducting under the same restraints, and yet all the super wealthy people are flying around in their jets and have their 5-10 houses around the country, around the world, which are 5-10,000 square feet, if not bigger, and their carbon footprint is about 1,000 or 1,000,000 times the average person, but yet there's so much urgency about creating carbon taxes against the little people, but yet there's no urgency against the big people who are pushing this to change their behaviors.
You're absolutely right, Rich. That's why I'm calling in whenever you're on, you know, because I enjoy the conversation, and I enjoy Vincent and you guys. I know you disagree, but you're just so honest, and you can't do better than that. It's just a will towards the truth, regardless if you know it or not. At least you're trying to look for it. And yeah, they I believe it was 2017. The government or whoever, right, academia, they came out and they said that solar radiation management was a tool they had, and they were going to start to employ it. And so in some ways they're covering they've been doing it for however long, right? But now they're saying that, oh yeah, we're going to block the sun because the earth is getting warm. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, yeah, I mean, of course, that's what I would do. What does the sun really do for us anyway, right? Let's block the sun. makes perfect sense. We shouldn't deal with the problem that's occurring. Let's just apply this bandage of blocking the sun, right? And so, yeah, it's amazing, Rich. It really is. And I can't believe this is the world we live in, you know?
Yeah, and you know the irony of it all?
Robert,
I live off grid.
Let's go to a slightly. Am I disconnected? I just got disconnected for a second. Looks like I'm back.
No, I hear you, Vince. And Vince, if it's okay with you, as soon as Robert's done, I would like to continue my economic 101 update to put things in context, please.
Sure. Robert, here's the question, and I think the class really needs to know about this. So in Europe, if you think about before World War II, before we bombed Germany to smithereens, and before Germany bombed England to smithereens, you know, there are these beautiful old stone houses that people lived in, and they were lived in for generation after generation after generation with the same families, which is kind of a wonderful thing. Well, in the United States, that's not quite the case. We seem to think that housing is kind of a temporary thing, but, you know, we think it's so good because we can put money into it and pay for a 30-year mortgage, and at the end of that, we'll have some value, some equity built up. But the question that Rich and I have been talking about off the air is, what happens with the millennials who have very little home ownership, and they're the ones who would be buying the houses and properties that we'd be selling? Now, in my case, I bought a farm that was neglected, and our family has been working on it, making it better. Theoretically, it should be worth more than it was when we bought it because it's a way better farm now. But who would buy it? I don't think there's a single person who would want to buy the farm that we built up. Do you have a comment on that, Robert in Kansas?
It's probably too nice now, Vince. You've probably you were talking about flat fields without rocks and weeds before, and I guess that's the difference in understanding economic value and financial, you know, accounting. I'm an economics guy. I'm a finance guy, and I'm along the same sort of education line as you guys. And so I would love to talk about economy and what that with Rich and what where that's going and things like that. But yeah, Vince, it's the situation we're in. Earlier, Rich said he didn't want to, he wanted to, you know, say that the, I really appreciate this. He said the elders are failing the youth. And so he, you know, in a way, that's why I love the dynamic of your conversation, because Vincent, you're right. You know, you talk about Menard syndrome, and you're talking about this generation or generations. And then at the same time, Rich is like, well, but what are we doing? I mean, whose fault is that, right? And so that level of responsibility, that's a great conversation, because you're both right, you know, and that's why it's so hard to really You know, for that's why you can talk about it forever, because it's like a lot of things that you guys disagree on, like the police, so many topics. I enjoy it so much because you're both right. You know, you can't really get around it because you're both right. And so, that's a lot of things. But yeah, I have some questions and some comments and other stuff like that. But Rich, I would love to talk economy with you and what's going on.
Well, absolutely, Robert. If it's okay with you, I can continue with my monologue, and after I'm done, sure. You can let me know what you think. Because okay. The problem is I have so much data, and what I try and do, Robert, is try to put it in the context where it's going to benefit the little people so they can see basically the phoniness behind the scenes. And it's like when you said that the old people have failed the little people, I really put it in the context of that we need to get back to our mentor-protege relationships, because we're not teaching the balance of older skills to the youth. And I always put it in the context of relearning the lost 19th century skills, but dovetailing them with 21st century technology. Kind of like how I live here on my hobby farm, if you will, with solar power. So if I can go back to that, Vince and Rob, are you guys okay with it? And then you can jump in at the end.
Please do.
Where the value is. And think about little guy protection. Think about manipulated economy. Think about, is this really a strong economy? Think about if the economy is really run by the people or the central banks and Keynesian economics. So where is the value? So when you sell a piece of property or sell anything or you come into cash, where do you put it? Because you have to really ask yourself, in even this financial theater, this economy that we're in, everything is made to make the little people or the middle class feel wealthier. And that's basically what Keynesian economics is. They believe they can create a higher economy by changing the money supply. They don't have any accountability. It's all elite control and corruption from the top down, where deficits don't matter. GDP is everything, which you've heard me say a million times. It does not equate to happiness. It's elite interventionism, print, inflate, buy now and pay later. So it's all tweaking for the benefit of keeping the status quo and maintaining a caste system. So I want you all to think about where we're going. And it's going to be a big question mark, and I'm doing this purposely. Are we going to go to an SDR, special drawing rights, which is a basket of fiat currencies monitored by the corrupt IMS or Bank for International Settlements? When they imply that they're institutions of virtue for the people, after I'm done laughing and then throwing up, that's when I address it, because it's all a big scam. Are we going to go to
a break?
Is a Federal Reserve
hold a thought.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And Kansas is with us. Both USA Prepares instructors, and we're talking about economics and the relevance to you right now. Rich Even, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. So there's a lot of talk these days about the Federal Reserve note. Will it continue, or will we go to a Treasury note? Will we continue with the World Reserve currency? Are we going to continue to print into oblivion, and what's going to happen to our value? Right now, international money, you know, the U.S. dollar is at least 60% of currency. So we have to figure, if we lose the world reserve currency, the value, how can the U.S. dollar go up under these circumstances, especially with our debt and deficit issues? It probably can't. It's got to go down. Are we going to continue debt monetization? What about foreign investment into our debt/bonds? I see it going down. Are we going to have an international dollar and a domestic dollar? I see so many people talking about gold and silver-backed currency. You know, it's not a bad idea, but we're entering an era of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking millions of jobs. So we got to look at value and how it affects the little guy. Now, you got to remember, gold and silver has been the most manipulated and fraudulent manipulation and corruption in the pricing market, in the commodities market. So how much gold does the U.S. have? Do we really have gold in Fort Knox or in the Grand Canyon? Are we going to have audits? We haven't had audits on the Fed. How can we expect audits on gold? Because we're going to believe what the mainstream media says? I don't think so. Is it going to be gold-plated tungsten? How do we know? When we have a system where there's so many paper receipts and leverage off the charts, where
we have a 300-to-1. When you look at the crooked climax, Comex, we have 300-to-1 leverage possibly on paper and gold. So as long as we have paper, there's always going to be naked shorts in every context. How about crypto? Is it going to be decentralized or centralized? If it's centralized, top-down corruption with no accountability, forget about it. It's going to be worthless to the people. How do we know if cryptocurrencies don't have backdoor monitoring and theft by the powers that be? How about the value in a job? With victim group status and identity group politics, if proven results and qualifications no longer matter, it only matters what group you're from, there's no incentives, there's no dignity, and there's no value in work, it's been practically eliminated. We can't continue to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because we eliminate opportunities based mostly on color of skin, gender, sexual orientation, nepotism, connections, and for the elite. So the bottom 93%, who are they going to sell to if buyers become non-existent and they have no protection of right to restitution under the law? And you throw in Keynesian economics and demographics into this picture, where the greatest growth through 2050 is going to be the old people. And have you seen the 2018 retail numbers for December and store closings? It's through the roof. So when you look at the uncertainty, the corruption, manipulation, the leveraged economy, and if you're a proponent of the rule of law, of common sense logic, of truth, of objective facts versus subjective emotional opinions, if you're a proponent of free speech and having the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, if you're a proponent of supply and demand, free markets, you get labeled as a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist. So, and then you get demonetized. So as the elite keep changing words, meanings of words from the economy to common household traditions and heritage, it's very difficult for an economy to thrive under phony conditions. So people have to realize it's the aristocracy, basically anti-American people, versus the serfs who are mostly patriots. There's very little left and right paradigm. Look at the last bill that President Trump signed. And it wouldn't even have passed if it wasn't for the Republicans. We've got to get rid, in our minds, of the left-right paradigm. Too many people have been compromised, whether it be through pedophilia, money laundering, some type of criminal activity. They're only feathering their own nest. They do not care about the people. We have to get that in our minds. So when you basically look at financial, economic, social, and political dots that need to be connected in an environment where the mainstream media is owned by the elite, continue without accountability to promote propaganda, lies, false flags, divide and conquer strategy against the people to cover up wealth accumulation and wealth distribution from the bottom 93% to the elite. Look at home sales. Home sales is dropping like a rock right now. And this is why I talk about QE for the people.
All right, going into break.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Vietnam, now staying at a Hanoi hotel where he's resting up in advance of tomorrow's start of a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The two men met in Singapore last June and began discussions of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Former CIA Chief John Brennan says the next step would be getting a commitment from Kim on something else, like allowing inspections of his nuclear facilities.
It doesn't mean he's going to denuclearize, but it does mean that he's willing to take some steps steps, maybe in return for something, you know, assistance, food assistance, whatever else. But I think there needs to be some type of agreement of demonstrated North Korean movement in the direction that we want it to go.
Breaking news out of Washington, D.C., a federal judge announcing he will allow AT&T's merger with Time Warner to proceed, ending a long merger process. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it.
Got
your.
Take my.
When you go to
DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheevan's with us, offgridmontana.com. Robert in Kansas is with us. Rich, please continue.
All right, just have a couple more minutes, gentlemen. I'm going to shortcut this. So I last left at, and by the way, Vince, I have a hard time hearing the music when I'm on speakerphone here. But anyway, the home sales are dropping like a rock in America, and that's why one of the reasons I think interest rates will probably go down or at least stay stagnant and not go up. Because if interest rates go up, everything collapses, stocks, bonds, housing. Real estate, especially commercial retail, is hanging on by their nails. Emerging markets, interest in our debt. I mean, if interest rates go up, I don't think they can go up under this present system that we're in of Keynesian economics and corrupt monetary policies from the central banks. But that being said, when when you look at central banks and Keynesian economics, they're right now fighting for legitimacy. They're fighting for credibility. The elite needs to keep the Ponzi scheme going. We will see an increased amount of lies, false flags, and propaganda, and more distractions dumbing down and division of America. Corruption and manipulation is directly proportional to the amount of noise and propaganda and lies that comes to have an objective of distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the American people. We're going to see more dumb ideas, especially if they can distract and divide the people at the same time. To put it in a different way, we're going to see much more effort and legislation and policies to maintain the status quo. Some examples would be trust fund babies, nepotism, multi-million dollar inheritance, and maintaining the caste system, which is fleecing the little guy. Addition to the addiction of power, money, and control, the police state increasing, and the fascist system that Trump inherited. So we're going to continue to see a different tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountability for victim groups or protectionist groups, which are protectionist groups, are the big corporations and the elite under this particular system. So as the middle class gets crushed, we have to ask ourselves, what's going to hold value? What unit of measure is going to be used? And this is one of the reasons that Vince and I always talk about living off-grid, being self-sufficient, growing our own food, maybe raising animals, maybe hunting and fishing, maybe having a solar array, maybe introducing frugality into your life and not paying for anything unless it's cash. Now, if you guys want to buy a little gold and silver, if you want to delve into the stock market and buy some stocks and bonds, I always say go ahead and do it. But remember, it's gambling. You're not going to get a free drink and a pretty girl delivering it to you like Vegas. But other than that, it's pretty much the same. The only thing I avoid or try to avoid are words like debt, leverage, margin. So when I see housing going down and millennials not buying houses, I definitely understand why. But I'm a big proponent of building or living in a little house. Like here in Western Montana, we have these construction guys who are building little houses all over the place, and they're renting parking lots and putting little houses, little cabins, guest cabins, garages, shops, and they can be transported. I mean, it's so easy for somebody to buy something, $8,000, and put it on a piece of land and live there and buy 20 acres and put money into tangibility where they can be free, put a little wood stove in and have a great life and learn skill sets, because the two youngest generations have been cultivated and groomed with technology. They have no skill sets. They're spending tons of money on college, coming out in high debt, and with leverage up to their eyeballs, and they got to rent for years, which is basically, that's code talk, throwing money out the window and not putting money into equity or principal or your own pocket, and they're not getting ahead. So they're missing out on time leverage by buying early, and they're missing out on gaining skill sets by living a certain lifestyle because they're being herded into the cities with tons of debt. So I'm asking the little guy to start thinking outside the box and thinking about what's going to have the value. And there's a lot of ambiguity because of the corruption and manipulation. But the best value for today, in my opinion, is yourself. And that's not a college education. That's building skill sets. If you want to make money, go into the trades. Become an electrician and learn how to dovetail that with off-grid living. You know, learn skill sets, not electives, and going into college and coming out of, you know, $100,000, $150,000 in debt. That's just stupid. Because college is an industry for social indoctrination. It actually makes you dumber. It's a waste of money. So I'm asking everybody, especially young people who are feel like there's so much despair and they're giving up and they can't do it, can't pull it off. 90% of people live in urban, suburban America. How about if we decentralized and went rural? In whatever state you want to be in, doesn't have to be Missouri, doesn't have to be Montana, it can be anywhere. And maybe lived off-grid, maybe started growing your own food, maybe started thinking outside the box, maybe do it with other people. reality of where we're going for value of so-called money is very uncertain, and the little guy doesn't get the inside skinny before the corrupt big guys. So we have to start thinking differently. All right, gentlemen, I tried to shortcut that. It's all yours.
Just one quick comment, and I'd love to hear what Robert has to say, but I know Robert wants to know the answer to this.
I'm ready.
So we asked on USA Prepares, while there was some interest in having an expo, I've gotten some emails, some calls. Hey, when's the next expo? We'd love to have an expo. We've been calls on the air. And I said, well, if we had an expo, it would have to be one where no one brought cell phones. You'd have to leave your cell phones home because we don't want all cell phones converging on our expo. And I said, if we had 100 people who responded to instructor at USA Prepares, I would be surprised. Well, I have the number. We've let it go for over a week. And I have not announced it every day, but we have let it go for over a week. Nine. N-I-N-E. About half are instructors. Robert, you're on the list. Rich Sheeban, you're on the list. At least seven more, okay? If you don't count me. Nine people are interested. So I don't think we're going to have one. Because not enough people. Now, we might have, you know, we'll get together with just, you know, us. But if only nine people are interested in having an expo and they're willing to leave their cell phones at home, I'm not interested in doing it. Robert, you've got the floor.
Oh, thanks, Vince. I would almost drive to Montana to meet Rich and see his farm. But if he was in Missouri, I would definitely make the drive. That'd be easy. But I wanted to say to everything that you said there, Rich, which was great, is that we just need UBI. And I know you don't want to hear that, but it's one thing that would be fair. We could get rid of welfare and we could do a lot of things. We could outlaw homelessness and we could give people who work, who do a good job every day. They also would benefit from it. And so it is actually fair compared to a welfare system and a lot of socialist things we have now. I wanted to say, as far as printing money and the what is the value of money rest on, as long as we maintain, Rich already said it, he basically said we have a world currency status. And if we can maintain that, some people would call it the petrodollar. And you may think of a lot of military conflicts surrounding that idea, and that's really what it is. You want to know what backs up the U.S. dollar? It's the fact we can export inflation, and if you don't do what we say, we'll come bop you on the head. And so that's really what it is. I love your plan, Rich. You talk about your QE for the people. And I really like the idea. I just call it UBI, and I know that the beer money thing. And the problem with these ideas is you're not wrong either. like I said before, it's not like you're wrong about it either. But I don't understand the negative interest rate component. Can you talk about negative interest rates and just help me understand that? Because I don't think I understand that really, how that really works.
Absolutely. I'd love to, Robert. And those are all very good points. And I guess UBI, the reason why, you know, I talk about QE for the people, which has like 10 different criteria. UBI for the people basically implies like helicopter money. Everybody gets $1,000 a month, which is basically beer money. What it does, it disincentivizes the person and maintains the caste system. In other words, it's going to be very difficult for a person to get out of that system because either they're going to get too lazy, they're not going to want to be, or they supply and demand has decreased to a point and inflation has increased to a point. Possibly UBI could bring in hyperinflation. So when you start throwing around free money, that goes into the question of value. And that's why I spent some time on today. Now, when I talk about QE for the people, okay, what basically the elite has had with stock buybacks and QE is basically been UBI for the elite. In fact, I call it UBL, universal basic luxury. In other words, the elite have gotten QE from the bottom 93% for their luxury in the forms of oligarchies, monopolies, the big government system protecting big corporations, and all the money going from the little guy. QE, I've said many times, is liquidity for the banks and Wall Street. So basically, the big guys have been bailed out, too big to fail and too big to jail, while the little guys are hoping to get some manufacturing job just to stay afloat. So this is why I stick up for the little guy, because they're being screwed. And I would love, when I talk about negative interest rates, I talk about it because we are in the context, Robert. We are in a stagflationary, and I hear music this time, we're in a stagflationary, deflationary spiral. And I'll answer your question in more detail after the break, Robert.
I agree.
Yeah, just a quick note that you mentioned beer money. Just about every beer tested in a test recently contained glyphosate, and many wines as well.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
And seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Quick update. I posted a link about beer and pesticides, and insecticides, and contaminants and disease at usapreparers.com. Most beers now contain traces of glyphosate. I'm sorry, glyphosate and pesticides. And one other announcement. Gwyneth Isaac's newsletter is linked at usapreparers.com, page number one. Subscription is $10 a month, and there's four issues per month. So if you'd like to subscribe or learn more about it, just go to usapreparers.com, page number one. There's the link. Gwyneth will be with us tomorrow. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, keep in mind, Robert, that what the banks have created a system where credit is now collapsing. They've been using fractional reserve lending, overusing it for years. Credit card rates are shot through the moon, but yet they get bailed, continue to get bailed out by the people. So if we do this QE for the people, it's basically a light at the end of the tunnel program and rewarding the people for paying their debts instead of making people go bankrupt, lose their property, and rewarding debt for the too big to fail and too big to jail. So if we
wouldn't UBI help that, though?
But if we, first of all, we have to admit to, we don't want to create inflation. We need to admit to the stagflation and deflation that we have because of demographics and the whole system that I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
So if we allow negative interest rates to occur and we had means testing situations to get the wealthy out of the benefit packages, maybe we increased mortgages to maybe 100 years and had laws of excess, and we take the mean household debt and gave it to each people in the form of some type of QE or UBI, whatever you talk about. We dismantle the central banks and eliminate debt-based currencies, audit the Fed. We have to not allow the elite to keep using terms like class envy, because we are literally printing money and giving it to them. It's not class envy. It's corruption. It's manipulation. It's nepotism. That's what's going on. So if we had QE for the people, we could take those negative interest rates, and at the end of, say, we had negative 3% interest rate, at the end of that fiscal year or calendar year, depending on when they took out their mortgage or whatever, they get paid that 3% for basically keeping their nose clean from crime and doing the right thing, which is paying off their mortgage. And it gives people a chance. And then it's going to give the older generation a supply and demand base where there's going to be more younger people buying houses. We're going into a system where the young are having a hard time being allowed to buy a home or equity or land, and they don't want to go into debt.
You don't think that would drive up real estate prices?
I think your plan
would drive it. Okay.
Would raise real estate prices a little bit, but give the older people a chance to sell for retirement, where 9 out of 10 old people are going to be going bankrupt. And I've read this over the next 10 years, but it's going to most importantly give the young people an ability to buy a home and get
rewarded. Oh, so I can get a loan. I can get a loan for a home as a young person. I can get a loan for a negative interest rate loan. Doesn't that require a willing lender?
No, no. Negative. We have to use the banks and the system because they've been bailed out for years. Now they got to bail out the little people. See, this is what my idea is all about. And of course, I can't put it in context in this short amount of time. Vince, I'm going to have to spend probably an hour talking about this. But if we do this idea, we can literally allow negative interest rates, because even if we went to a negative interest rate, we're in negative real interest rates right now, Robert, but if we went into official negative interest rates where the short end of the yield curve inverted with the long end of the yield curve, under the present system, the banks would never allow basically money back in it. If we had, say, 3% negative interest rates, they would never allow that money to go from the banks to the people.
Because the lender,
that's been bailed out. This system would allow the little people to actually be rewarded for paying off their mortgage. And there's a 10-step plan here. It's not just throwing helicopter money out the window.
Rich, here's what we have to do. Next time you're on, why don't you go through the entire 10 steps? What do you think, Robert?
I've heard all the steps. I just, you know, there will be inflation, but that's good for you, Vincent. You're a producer.
Well, in some ways, yes. I'd rather not have inflation.
Well, your cattle are going to go up.
Yeah. That'd be wonderful. Because right now,
yeah.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.